Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, September 4th, 2017. The Berliner Morgenpost reports that an Action Alliance for More Video Intelligence and Data Protection wants to start collecting signatures for a new public referendum petition. Before the petition can start, an official cost estimate by the Senate's Administration for the Interior is required and reported to be available in the coming days. The Action Alliance wants to permanently monitor crime-prone places, but also judicial buildings and large bicycle parking lots with cameras. The Red-Red-Green Coalition, however, allows video surveillance only temporarily and occasionally at large events, for example. The Alliance wants to significantly expand the powers of the police and also extend the storage periods of recordings from 48 hours to 1 month. The aim is to use intelligent video technology, which immediately filters pictures with regard to their relevance for criminal offenses. The Alliance, headed by ex-Justice Senator Thomas Hallmann of the CDU, is committed to ensuring that at least 50 places are permanently monitored. A maximum of 2,000 cameras is necessary for this purpose, according to a law draft, which is to be used to amend the General Safety and Ordering Act. The draft law is available on the website of the Alliance, listed in our show notes. The project is initially limited to a 5-year pilot phase, followed by an evaluation. The Alliance estimates the total costs to be 50 million euros. In addition, 6 million euros a year would be needed to fund an Institute for Crime Prevention. For the first stage of a referendum, 20,000 signatures are required, which must be collected within 6 months. If this is the case, and if the Red-Red-Green Coalition does not adopt the objectives of the bill, the organizers of the referendum would have to collect 170,000 signatures this coming spring. Then it would come to the public vote in 2019. Berlin's longest underground line, the U7, has tracks measuring 31.7 kilometers. From this morning until September 17th, passengers of the U7 must take replacement buses between the Grenzallee and Britz Süd stops because of tunnel construction between the two stops. As the Grenzallee subway station does not yet have an elevator, the replacement buses go towards Rathaus-Spandau for a barrier-free connection to the stop Landstraße U-Neukölln. According to the BVG, the departure point for Rudow is located in the Naumburger Straße. The BVG has also established a shuttle service to and from the Neukölln subway station. From the SNU station Neukölln, you can also take the bus line 171 via border roads to Rudow. There is also good news for the passengers of the southern U7. Plans to install an elevator at the Parchimer Allee station. Information on the ongoing operation, as well as all line changes, are provided by the notices at subway stations, the website bvg.de, and the app BVG Far Info Plus. Members of the satire party, Die Partei, have infiltrated and gained administrative rights on 31 Facebook groups that sympathize with the right populistic AfD. The closed groups were made public and renamed, for example, the Gauland fan group to the Boateng fan group. 2 years ago, Alexander Gauland stated in an interview that no one would want the German international football player who has Ghanaian roots as a neighbor. Other groups were renamed from Homeland Love to Hummus Love. An estimated 180,000 Facebook members are part of the affected groups. The operation was spearheaded by Berlin satirist Shahak Shapira, who a couple of weeks ago painted hate tweets outside of the Twitter headquarters. About 11 months ago, he and his colleagues started infiltrating the groups with fake profiles and gained administrative rights over time. Shapira does not see the operation as a joke. He wants to create awareness that very few people control these groups. They use bots that automatically publish posts to manipulate the political views of the group members. All big parties promised not to use bots in social media. Alice Weidel announced last October that the AfD would not use social bots that post in the name of the party. Already in February, the faz.net found clues that the party is not living up to the promise. Scottish independence activists based in Germany staged a rally in Berlin on Saturday. Organizers said they wanted to raise awareness of the campaign in Germany and show support for the independence movement in Scotland. The speeches and music were held outside the Reichstag building and were organized by little-known campaigning group, Germans for Scottish Independence. The rally came as it was reported this week that two German political parties had urged EU leaders to give Scotland a clear path back to membership if the country votes for independence. Employees of the insolvent Air Berlin expressed their concerns by posting homemade videos in social media. Under the theme, Wir wollen nicht baden gehen, or We do not want to sink, the employees let themselves fall into lakes, pools, or bathtubs wearing their Air Berlin uniforms. With this action, they want to raise awareness on their precarious situation. The action, reminiscent of the Ice Bucket Challenge, meant to bring ALS awareness and research funding in 2014, has received solidarity and positive feedback on Facebook, Instagram, and company. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.